Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Chris?
Correct. Speaking.
Hey, Chris, how's it been?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Rona just grabbed me here to go over some things with you. I was actually the one that talked to you last time when we spoke to you in March of 2024 on the 29th. Did you have any questions or anything like that? I saw that you called in.
Yes, correct. I do have, I guess, there are questions. The reason for my call, you know, I am looking for SEO services. I have a couple companies that I've spoken with that, you know, I would put at the top of my list that I'm gathering information from and pricing and trying to go over the details to make a decision on which direction you'd like to go for our SEO services.
Okay.
The reason for my call today is I was looking to try to see if I could get information emailed over to me, something in writing that explicitly goes through and says, hey, for X amount of money, whether it's, you know, contract, no contract, monthly, whatever it is, we're going to provide these services.
Gotcha.
And specifically do whatever. You know, I understand, like, the pitch of, oh, we'll get you on the first page of Google, top list. Right. Yeah, I get that. But
you probably heard it all the time.
I mean, you know, that's full grown. I mean, all respect in saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've heard the sales pitch. Now I'm looking for details.
100%.
We're going to do these things.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I hear where you're coming from. And that's why Rona got me over here, because I was helping you last time. I did send you an email last time we did talk. I sent it to you on the 29th of March. Do you want me to just resend it to you? I'm sure you get flooded with emails, but would you like me to resend that to you so that's at the top of your inbox?
Sure. I actually did a search because I had a feeling that you did, but I didn't see anything when I looked up Local Splash.
It came from
maybe
Charlie.
It's under your name.
Yeah, it's probably under my name. You could probably look up Charlie, which is with a L-I-E at the end, and then you could probably type in M-U-H, and my email will pop up. And it'll be labeled as Google Facebook Marketing. That's going to be the full breakdown with the pricing in there, month-to-month, no contract, last time we talked. Keep the same rate because you have the new in business credit, and then it just goes right there and it tells you what it does. It doesn't say right there, but I will just tell you, we do allocate $100 from the Google Ads from the $249. So there is that. That does go there. You don't have to do an ad budget. If you're looking for something that's going to push you out into like a 60 to 100 mile radius, then you would have to do like a Google advertising, which is a sponsorship ad on Google. But I think last time this was kind of like what the realm you were really looking for, because you're in a 50 mile radius, correct? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. About miles. 50 miles. I mean, we will go further, you know, if there's a big enough job, but
sure.
You know, anything past 50 miles for our type of work for, you know, especially if there's smaller jobs, this doesn't make sense.
Right, and that's why, like, for us, we keep that in the 50 miles. So last time we talked, I remember you telling me that. That's why I set you up with this package, because that's just going to get you right in their 50-mile radius all the way back to, like, where you're located. It's not going to push you any farther out. Now, if somebody gives you a referral and they're outside that 50-mile radius, I can't do anything about that. But where you will be found on, it will be in the 50-mile radius there. And then you do have a website, which is the BigfootSiteServices.com, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you were looking at other SEO services. Any particular thing that you're really looking for out there?
Well, definitely getting us to the upper part of, you know, Google is the top priority,
right.
Just so people can find, because even in our local area, a big issue that we have, especially as a newer company, is, you know, people that just, you know, they're not going to go to like the fourth, fifth, sixth page to be like, oh, these are the guys. So, you know, although we have the Google business set up, you know, and it has some traction to it, you know, you would have to deliberately look for Bigfoot site services.
Right. You have to know the company name.
Right. So I did put the keywords on the, my business profile, you know, for, you know, whatever else, which I think has helped. Mm-hmm. Sometimes will come up for grading near me or excavation near me or, you know, whatever, keywords I put. But mm-hmm. again, we're still tracking towards the bottom. So our
right.
a primary, marketing push is from Facebook and word of mouth.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, we actually just had a meeting the other day of how many people we've actually got onto the first page of Google within timely frame. So last time I did tell you, it does take 30 to 45 days for all the services you guys provide to get on that first page of Google. Once you guys are there, you won't rotate that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share that position at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because, as you know, once they do find you, they can just click to call you directly. And then we can get you up there with some of the higher end companies that have been there established longer, and you'll be able to start competing with them at that point. As soon as you do secure the listing, I do set an onboarding call with you and my tech team. They do verify everything is correct with the Google Business Profile, and then they are just going to verify, you know, the mile radius you want to target. If you want to target specific cities and zip codes, you can. But then also, too, making sure that you have all the services you provide, we have those so we can start programming you to that first page. Now, just kind of depends on where you're ranked right now, but and you guys already have a Google Business Profile, so it's just time. So at worst, 30 to 45 days. I've seen our customers ranking for some of their services within 12 days when they already have that business profile, but again, it just goes based off of location, services, all that stuff. So that's really what we can do for you guys. And then you guys have a tracking system that we do build for you where you're able to see all the metrics going on from Google and Facebook. We put that in one area for you guys so you guys don't have to go to different platforms to try to get all the data analytics or anything like that. Everything is month to month, so it's not a long-term contract. There's no like early termination fees, pause, cancellation, penalties, anything like that. You do have a customer support. You guys are on the East Coast, correct? Yes.
Correct.
You guys are in Florida. You guys do have customer support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? So anytime you call in, you will. Yes, sir. Anytime you call in, you will get a live agent. And then you will be able to talk to somebody based off of if you guys want to target something else, if you guys want to add something, if you guys want to go to a specific area, we could absolutely make those things happen for you guys as well, okay?
Right. So are there any setup fees that are not advertised in that $249 that you sent?
Typically, we do have setup fees, I will say, but because last time I gave you what's called a new in business credit, that setup fee was waived. So I'm going to stay true to my word here and make sure that you don't have any setup fees. So you guys would just be starting at the bare price of just $249 for the first month and for every month that you're with us from here on out. You will never pay anything higher than that. So there is no hidden setup fees or anything like that. It just comes up at that flat rate.
Okay, and that $249, is that pre or post-tax?
No, it's just there's no tax or anything like that. So it's just coming out flat rate $249. It's not going to show up as like $255, you know, and 7 cents on your billing. It's just going to come out at that flat rate. No taxes on there.
Okay, and the $100 a month that goes to ads, what kind of ads are those? Be Facebook, Google?
Those are going to be Facebook ads, and those are going to be retargeting campaigns. So there's, I mean, if you want to dive into the advertising world a little bit here, there's a bunch of campaigns you can do. What we target the most is called the retargeting ones. Those are people that have already an interest in your service that they've looked up on Google, and we basically follow those people over to Facebook and put your business on their feed and on their story. So now they can just click to call you guys directly from Facebook. If you guys want them to message you, we can put a message button on there so they can just message you at that point. But typically our clients just like people to just call them. It's a lot faster that way, and then they can just facilitate the customer at that point.
Right. I did set up you're talking about the My Business, adding a message option.
Yeah, right. So if you want to have that message button on there, so then that way they can just message you through Messenger, we can put that. It's just how you'd like to be contacted at that point.
Right.
But
I did set that up. Obviously, that's not the ideal contact method, but I figured, more points of contact, the better.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Because even if you guys are out in the field, you guys are doing the jobs, however you guys, manage the workload, I mean, you might not be able to get to the phone at that point. So if they did send you a message, you guys could always go into that message box and be like, hey, we just got your message here. What's the earliest time we can come out or, give you a quote or talk or whatever that is. So like I said, it's very customized for you guys. If you guys want the message option on there, we can put that. If you guys just want to click to call, they can just do that as well. And my tech team will kind of strategize with you on that and just ask kind of what's better for you guys if you guys have a preference. If you guys like call me, then we just put call buttons everywhere for you. So Google Business Profile, Facebook as well. And then we do make sure that we do directory listings. So I don't know if you guys have all of them yet. I know you guys do have a little bit out there. So we do make sure that you guys are on the most popular search directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, just in case somebody does a search off of Google. Two things. One, you can still acquire those customers. They can still find you. But then two, we can still run a retargeting campaign through people searching your services in the area as well.
Okay, it's a retargeting campaign. Is that essentially just using cookies for whenever people do a search and then basically redirects or pushing for business?
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm sure you've done a search on Google before for like a new truck or a new tool or something, and then you just start seeing that new truck or new tool or something like that just populating everywhere because you searched that deal. That's what we do. We make sure that your company is populating when they're searching that terms. So then that way you're at the forefront of your local area, and essentially the people that typically are on that first page don't do those retargeting campaigns and they don't follow those customers. So they just kind of fall by the wayside, where that's where you guys can pick up those, extra customers going through those other platforms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are the ones who, you have a conversation with somebody saying, hey, I need grading. And all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, you ask for it.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. It's like their running joke is like they're listening to us, which is funny because I always say that to my fiance because she has like an Alexa at home here. And I'm like, she knows her by her name. Like, the Alexa knows my fiance by name. And I'm like, that's weird. Don't do that. but yes, that's what we do. Just because, like I said, for humans nowadays, I think the attention span is getting less and less. And I think it's at like 7 seconds now. So if life gets in the way, they search for something and then, very scary, right? But if life gets in the way, they search for something, they put their phone down, and then they just exit out. We typically, with just everyday life, ups and downs, everything we have going on, we just forget about it. But then when we do the retargeting campaigns, now they're like, oh, that's right. You remind them, and then your business is right then and there. They can click to go to your website. They can click to call you guys at that point. Our customers usually see like a good 10 to 15% of their customers coming from those retargeting campaigns because they're able to follow those prospects over.
Okay. Aside from the retargeting campaigns and doing the ads, what other services or things would you be doing involved in that?
Yeah. So we got the SEO content creation for you. So programming your page to that first page of Google. You know, obviously you've been doing that for yourself right now. You're not seeing the greatest success yet, but we're going to make it where that's consistent. You're always going to be on that first page, right? You do have the client support. You have the meta. You have the popular directory submissions. You have review monitoring through us as well. I always say if somebody wants to get nasty with you and like they give you a bad review, not necessarily because you did a bad job, but let's say they didn't even, you didn't even do work for them. It happens all the time. And you're like, hey, I didn't even do work for this person, but they gave me a bad review. We'll actually submit a ticket into Google for an investigation. They'll see what happened, what transpired, the bad review. If they come back and they say, yeah, it's legitimate, like you did not do work for them, we'll take that review down. If it is just a bad review, you know, customers, you can't please all of them. I understand that. Then it's your job to contact that customer. Maybe reach out to them, see how you can make it work with them so they can take that bad review off, but you will have that. You could have a call tracking and conversion tracking. That's just going to be a tracking number that we can place on the front of your Google Business profile. That's optional for you. It's not mandatory. What I always do with my clients is if they say yes, that's where you're able to track all the calls coming into your company. So now you can track what city, what area, it'll pop up at the city zip code, and then you'll be able to track what kind of customers you're getting in. And that'll come into the dashboard as well. If you have like spam, robocalls, people that you just don't want to talk to, you can let us know what those numbers are that are calling you. We actually review that as well. And if we do find those, we actually block those for you. So now the only people that can get a hold of you and call you, they are just your customers. Now I know some people have a zillion numbers that they call from, so we would help you there as much as possible. The calls wouldn't stop 100%, but it does trim those down for you guys as well as a company. Again, I mentioned the dashboard. You're able to access everything through there, location of searches, ranking, as well as what you're being listed for, traffic through the Google Business page, your Facebook campaign, and then also, too, if you want to do the call tracking, that would be in there. And then you have the lead generation through Facebook, because those are going to generate leads that are going to contact you directly. And that's basically it. That's going to be the whole service so right there.
So with the ads, is
sure.
that something that you guys generate the content and then push it, or is
yeah.
it something that I would go in, put in the content and set up all the ad and then say, okay, push this ad?
No, we set up everything for you. So we actually do this for you guys 100%. We don't need you guys to go in there and do anything. Now you are allowed to if you want. We just always ask that you communicate, you know, hey, I'm going to do this on behalf of this, just so that way nobody, like, there's no conflict of interest. We go in there, we're like, hey, we never put this in here. This is weird. And then we delete it on accident. So it's all a communication deal. We do send you the ads and say, hey, this is what we're going to publish. Is this okay? And then from there, if you say, yeah, that's good, you guys can publish that, and then they'll start running the ads out. If you want to change it or add something, then you can absolutely do that as well. It's just up to you on how much involvement you want to be in it. If you want us to just take it by the horns and do it all ourselves, we can do it. But if you want to have some of your sprinkles in there, we can have that as well. I know some of our customers right. like to do that, especially like when we build them websites. They're like, hey, can I go in there and change some stuff around if I want? And we're like, yeah, go ahead. And they're like, okay, just want to make sure. I'm like, nah, you're fine. It's your website. We're just building it for you. So we're very, I guess you can say, hands-on with our customers. So we're really working hand-in-hand with you. It's not like, hey, give us this task and then leave us alone. We're always making sure that you're having the premium service that you're paying for, okay?
Okay. Since we have a website already set up, say,
yes.
for example, we want to add content to the website. Is that something that you guys could also do, like pictures or whatever else?
We can't do that because we didn't build the website. So every website platform is on a different deal. So you can't transfer website platforms or anything like that. So we wouldn't be able to take that on, typically because we probably don't have the platform you're on. So we typically just don't do that unless we do build your website, which you guys have a really good website already. I've already taken a look at it. It doesn't really need to be messed with. It just needs to be showcased. That's it. And getting you to the first page of Google would be like phenomenal for people to see, your guys's work that you guys already do in the community.
Right. Yeah. There's some pictures that I need to add and update, but for the most part, yeah, I appreciate the comment because I did not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really good because I'll tell you, I've seen websites where people's like, oh, I built it myself. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let us help you with this one, please. So, you did a good job here. The services, the outline, all of it, the flow of the website as well is very good. Also too, making sure that your buttons work. So like it goes to the Facebook page. I've seen a ton of people where those buttons are on there, but they don't work or they go straight to a different website. Like they go, somebody will click like their Facebook and it'll actually go to the hosting of the website. So let's say it's Wix. I've seen a lot of people like have their Facebook page go to a Wix Facebook. And I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but people aren't being able to access that.
Yeah, I made sure to work pretty close with the actual designer. I mean, hand wrote it out and, updated content and went back and forth and tested everything. And, we had some of those bugs that we had to work out, but all part of the process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you learned something out of it.
Right. Definitely was open learning.
Yeah.
So as far as the ad content, so if I'm not providing you guys content, whether it be photo, video, text, whatever, what do you guys using to generate that content for the ad? If I say,
okay,
take by horns.
Yeah. So we would ask you for just like, if you want to do videos, if you want to do, I always recommend that you do give us, when you said content, I thought you meant like the copy for the ads. We do take care of that. We do take care of the photos as well. We have stock photo images for your industry, but we always recommend that you send in pictures, photos, videos, anything that you would like us to put on there, we can put on that ad itself. Videos do convert higher than photos, but photos still do convert as well, though. But we have either or for you. But I would recommend personally to you, send in the videos or the pictures that you have because it makes it you at that point.
Right, absolutely. And I agree with that for sure. Being that we're, a newer company, I guess it's been a couple months now, but still, very new. We have some content, that we've done that we can push.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate that, we've been, although this company's only been in business since the beginning of the year, my business partner and I, have, pretty extensive background in the industry. And we have a lot of really good content, but it's for another company, so we can't necessarily use it for our own.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
That's always the kicker too. Yeah, especially if you were like working for another company and like their name is all over it, like with the shirts or anything like that. So yeah, no, I definitely understand there. But the more jobs you get, the more content you're going to create, and you could always send those in. So, we can switch those out as well. So there's no like, oh, this is the only picture you can give us for, a month at a time. We can change the ads up a week at a time if you want. So if you're like, hey, we got some new content in, here's some pictures. Could you, update the ads with these pictures or photos or videos or whatever it is? Got no problem doing that for you.
Awesome. Yeah, it'd probably be something that, as we go, we'll update and get better content. Upload.
Absolutely, absolutely. So are you ready to get started with us and get your business up on that first page?
I'll tell you what, I want to say pretty much yes. Let me confer with my business partner and give you a call back. What you guys are in California, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're closed at 7 p.m. today. Yeah.
Okay, 7 p.m. your time or mine?
7 p.m. your time. So we're open Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, let me just discuss with him. I want to say probably, yeah, we'll go ahead and pull the trigger on it. I'll give you a call back, if not later this afternoon, then tomorrow. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good, Chris. I appreciate it, man. I will talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
No problem. All right. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.